I think it's called Mycological. Is that the mushroom? You ever heard of that? Mycological Society?
No,
I think
what
it's
was
the mushroom
about?
Thing. And the president picked some and died from them. Because they can be so hard to identify, I guess.
So. No, not these.
Not these, huh?
No, got they got the... Let's see, one, two, the bear claw. Mm-hmm. They got about several different kinds up here in the mountains. I never bothered about the poisoned ones because I don't think there's any poisoned ones. They're all good.
Really?
Yeah, delicious. After they're canned, you know, home canned?
Mm-hmm.
Man, in the wintertime you open one of them up and stick your fingers in there and grab one of them and eat it. It's really delicious.
Really?
Yeah.
That sounds good. What time of year do they grow?
Well, right after the rains. During the rains they grow, you know.
Uh-huh.
And then there for a month or two you have lots of mushrooms.
Mm-hmm.
They get this big.
Really?
Yeah, about that big.
Alright.
And then they got some look like a bear claw like that.
Yeah.
And different types. They're real good. They're delicious.
Do you know if any of them grow that are what's the word? Hallucinogenic?
Mm-mm.
Ones that make you see things?
I know what you're talking about.
I've heard that.
Yeah, no, we don't have none of that here.
Okay.
That's hippie stuff.
Yeah, it's hippie stuff. Well, you got hippie stuff. Huh? Maybe, you know, maybe I'd be on to something.
Yeah. Well, certain places have that, you know.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, I think they grow that kind, you know.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah, I'm sure they do.
I have a friend that worked with me at the state hospital when I was working there. He grew up here, and he got a hold of some of that. Damn near killed him.
Really?
Ate it, and, well, took it home, cooked it, and damn near killed him.
Really? The ranch that one of your daughters has,
mm-hmm.
Do they have some type of fencing on that ranch?
Fencing?
Yeah.
Yes, it's all fenced.
It's all fenced?
Yeah.
What do they use? Like
barbed wire.
Okay. Did they ever use wood at all for fences out here?
No.
Not enough wood?
They used to years ago, but not anymore.
They don't have their own fences.
That's too much trouble. Go get the tree and cut it and
right.
Fix it up.
Do they have a pen that they keep horses in?
Well, no, they're mostly her horses mostly are running. You know, wild.
Okay. Wow.
They're not wild, but they run wild.
Right. Did they ever have wild horses in this area?
No. They did in Pueblo when I was a kid.
Did they really?
Yeah. My brother one time, he roped a Mustang. And something happened that pulled him off of the saddle and drug him until he come to a fence. And the horse went over the fence and my brother went through it.
Wow.
The barbed wire caught him here and all the way down to here.
Oh.
He had a gap that wide.
Jeez.
He went through the fence, you know.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah. So
should have let that rope
And
go.
It's been years since I've even seen a wild horse out there.
Yeah. Is that they call them wild horse or they call
Mustang.
Them? Mustang. Okay. You ever hear of a bronco?
Yeah.
What is that?
A bronco's a wild horse.
Okay, so you could call that a bronco. Okay.
In fact, this kid down here is raising horses right down below from that big house.
Uh-huh.
He raises horses. And he raises Bronx and rodeo horses.
Really?
Yeah.
So he participates in the rodeo, like down in Pueblo or something?
No, we used to have rodeos here every year, but I don't know what's happened.
Really?
They have one or two a year, I guess.
Up here?
Yeah.
All right. Do they have somewhere set up for them then?
Yeah, it's all set up.
Oh, really? Where is that? Which way?
It's right across the street where I built that big building.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm seeing something over there. Yeah. Huh. Did you ever participate in one of those?
Huh?
Did you ever participate in one of those?
No.